Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Did you think, Darren Fahill, at the start of the championship, the stage was set for a Clare Limerick, a Clare Cork All Ireland hurling panel?
I did not. No, I don't think anyone saw. I actually remember we were on here one Monday morning and we were talking about Cork. Where do they go from here? They'd lost their opening two matches of the championship. And look at them now.
That was like an All-Ireland final yesterday.
It was. The crowd, incredible. Everything. It was just phenomenal. The game of the weekend. Brilliant across game. All the codes and across all the sports in actual fact. So Cork dethroning the reigning All-Ireland champions, 128-29 points, and brings, an end to Limerick's bid for five in a row as well. They've been absolutely great champions, haven't they? And they're not gone away by any means, but it's all about Cork. They are on their way to an All-Ireland final and they'll meet Clare in that final as well. What a novel pairing this is going to be. They've met before, 2013, went to a replay, of course, two gripping games, and they'll do it again in a couple of weeks' time. Clare beating Kilkenny on Saturday. Let's hear from the Cork manager, Pat Ryan. He's been speaking with Siobhan Madigan.
Wow, what a game. What a pleasure to be watching it. What was it like from your view?
Ah, look, fantastic. Look, we knew our lads were going to bring it today and really go at it. Look, in fairness to Limerick, they've been absolutely super champions. We know what they've done, what they've achieved. But they were very gracious in defeat as well, and that's what real winners are about. But look, we knew that we'd have to play extremely well for 75 minutes. We had a small bit of a lull period there, and that kind of maybe the second quarter. But look, our fellas regrouped at half-time, and we knew that they were going to put in a big performance, and they needed to beat Limerick.
You go through every emotion, I think, in a championship season. You go through every emotion on the sideline in Croke Park. Was the third quarter the winning of the game for you?
Yeah, look to start to get. Yeah, look, obviously, both starts of both halves, we've played very well and give us a platform into the game. But look, in fairness, look, against Limerick, you just have to hang on sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Their passage of play are fantastic. I thought Tomás did a fantastic job of refereeing the game. Obviously, we'll fight tooth and nail for all those calls, but in fairness, I think he was very fair to both sides as well. We'll enjoy today. This deserves to be enjoyed. The amateur sports stars putting in absolute fantastic effort and fantastic enjoyment there for GA. We'll look at Clare on tomorrow morning.
Now you have to get them back down. You have to get the mindset right to go again in 2 weeks in the final.
Exactly, yeah. Look, at the same time, look, we'll enjoy today. And we'll be ready to go against Clare in 2 weeks' time. But look, they'll be ready to go as well, and we know that.
Yeah, what a game it's going to be. The match itself yesterday had absolutely everything. I think emotions very high on and off the field. And Mike McCartney spoke to supporters from both counties as they left the ground to gauge the feeling.
Sum it up for me as a Cork man.
Absolutely outstanding. Great performance from start to the finish. I don't know, they showed great heart. They were brilliant.
Did you expect this when you were coming up?
I did have a small bit of hope, but no. I mean, we beat them already this year. It was brilliant.
You're a Limerick man. You're disappointed.
We're disappointed this evening because I thought we were a better team on the day. And I think the way things went, we have four. We'll come back and win next year.
I was here in 2013 with my three daughters, and after the replay for Clare beat us, and I haven't been here since. Oh, the Rebels are back! It's amazing! Just amazing.
You're disappointed, but Limerick will be back.
They will be back for sure, but sure, Cork, they were that little bit ahead all the time, like, so fair play to Cork, like, you know.
Indeed.
Did you expect this?
No, not really, but look, the best team won today and Limerick will be back again.
Sum up what's going through your mind at the moment.
Oh my God, what an amazing win. So proud of the Cork lads. They so deserved it today.
And you are coming up here, I'm sure, in hope more than anything else.
Absolutely, and nervous about it, but delighted with the win. They so deserved it. What a game.
You travelled a long way today to be here.
Because I did, and I'm here, coming here since 1970 as a small boy, but this is one of the best days we ever had in Cork, as a Cork supporter, to beat Limerick, which are one of the best teams I've seen.
It's very hard to do five in a row, you know. The pressure's on Limerick, you know. They're the team to beat, and everyone wants to beat them, and everyone wants to see them bet. A great team, a savage team, but it's going to make a very interesting final. It's going to be good. It's going to be very good.
I think that's a given, isn't it? A great scenes there on the way out, and a great spectacle as well. The atmosphere absolutely terrific there as well. In the Camogie, Galway beat Waterford by a goal to book a place in the final there in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland semi-final, beg your pardon. They'll play Tipperary in the last four. Cork will play Dublin in that other semi-final. Aoife Donoghue scored a goal and a point on her return from injury, and she was just glad to get the win after a pretty inconsistent season for their team so far.
It's been very up and down, but I suppose it's knockout Camogie now. Look, we're back in a semi-final. We were obviously very disappointed with our performance last weekend down in Cork. You know, we were well off it, and I think we got a lot of maybe negative coverage coming into the game, and rightly so. But look, we'll put our head down and look forward to the semi-final now in 3 weeks' time.
The Armagh ladies beat Mayo last night to advance to the TG Cahir All-Ireland semi-finals. They'll face Kerry. Cork have been paired against Galway. Galway, of course, beating Dublin on Saturday evening. Derry retained the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship, a 3-point win against Armagh. And, of course, some sad news over the weekend. We learned of the passing of John O'Mahony, former Mayo footballer, best known for his work as a manager with Mayo, Leitrim and Galway. And we'll play a little tribute to John O a little bit later in the show. The FAI will speak publicly for the first time about the allegations of abuse brought forward by women involved in Irish football in the 1990s later this morning. Dan Sheehan is facing a lengthy spell on the sidelines after he suffered a knee injury in their defeat to South Africa on Saturday. It's been reported that he has a suspected ACL tear. Ben Healy was fifth on yesterday's stage of the Tour de France. Seamus Power, 17th at the John Deere Classic, ended 19 under, 9 shots behind the winner Davis Thompson. And Lewis Hamilton won the British Grand Prix, his first win since 2021.